Hello, and thanks for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling in reference to a $49.97 charge that was on my account. I know the young lady explained to me it was something for a Wi-Fi server. And like I told her, it doesn't even work.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
30134.
First and last name?
Keisha Stock.
And your address?
3460 Swan Drive, Douglasville, Georgia, 30134.
Okay, thank you so very much for verifying that, Ms. Stock. Okay,
so
yes, I see where the Wi-Fi booster was ordered.
Yes.
I mean, we are a third party, man. We handle the billing for this company. So what they'll have to do if it's not working is know you had a replacement.
Excuse me?
They will have to mail you out a replacement because you ordered it back in October.
I don't even want to pay the $49 for that. From what
okay.
I read,
did it just start
working?
I was,
no, it don't work.
Okay, do you know why you're just not calling to report the issue?
Oh, because I just noticed the $49. And
okay, so they wouldn't be able to issue a refund on the previous man, but they can send you out a replacement.
I don't want a replacement. I want my funds back from whenever they start charging me $49.
Okay, you would have had to have called when you first noticed that it was not working because it was, and if you go back online and review the terms and conditions, that was a pre-authorized charge.
Okay, I need to contact the company then or whatever. Do you have a direct number?
No, all their calls are directed to our company, to our call center. No, I do see the previous agent. She did put a courteous refund on that most recent charge. Like I said, I can put a request in to have a replacement mailed out, but I really wish you had a call when you first noticed that it was not working because they're unable to go back any further.
Well, that's like a big old ripoff then. Because
no,
like I said, I would
stock,
never purchase
it.
Had I known, I would have been paying $49.97 a month.
Did you read over the
terms
before you placed the order? Well, that was explained?
No, it was not.
If you go back online, read your terms and conditions, and then explain the $49.97, and also before you put in your card number, it asks you, have you read the terms in full? And do you authorize your card to be debited for the $49.97 monthly until you cancel that?
It must be in real fine print.
It's not fine print
because
I read it every day. It's not fine print.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like I said, I wouldn't never purchase it if I knew I was going to pay $49.97 a month for something that don't even work.
Would you like me to put a request in and have your replacement sent out to you, Ms. Stock?
Yeah, tell them to send me one, but don't be charging me no
$49.97. Yeah, you have the account canceled out, so there'll be no further activity onto your account. And you'll receive an email.